This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 13th. God's word to you today is plugged. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 4, verse 13, from the Phillips Bible, and it says, I'm ready for anything through the strength of Christ who lives in me. Are you living without power? Or are you just carrying on without considering that you're running on battery power? Or are you one of those whose cable is actually plugged into the source, but you have not turned on the switch? Are you one of those complaining that your computer is shutting down, meanwhile you're not connected to power? A lot of us are running on battery power, and because the battery is still charged, we do not even consider plugging our lives into the source. You can be in church, where the same power that raised Christ from the dead is present. You can even be in the crowd, pushing and rubbing shoulders with Jesus. The crowd was around Jesus, but power did not flow to them. One woman came and said, "If only I can touch the hem of his garment." She touched it and the power flowed to her. What was the difference? You can be in church, connected to the wall. You can even host a house fellowship in your house. Yet, if you do not put on the switch, the power will not flow. You put on the switch by opening your life to the Word of God. Then the power of God will flow right through your life. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead will flow through your life. Paul says in Philippians 4, verse 13, I am ready for anything through the strength of Christ who lives in me. There is a lot of information out there. Social media, instant messenger, the internet. People are so informed, but not so many people are developed. A lot of people are overinformed and underdeveloped. People know many things, but what they know has not been translated to something that is profitable in their lives. However, there is one way God translates information to growth, and that is through pain. Some time ago, I was reading a book by Sam Chand, and I came across the statement, "Pain is your friend." It was difficult for me to relate with it, but again, I heard Craig Gresham make the same statement. So I began to ruminate on this statement. They are right. Pain is your friend. It is through the pain that God grows us. But most times, we want to avoid the pain or circumvent the pain. However, when you go through the necessary pain, you develop properly spiritually. I want you to say it out loud. Pain is my friend. Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28-29 from the Message translation, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me for real rest, and you will recover your life, and you will learn to live freely and lightly." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are my source of strength and stability. I open my life to you for real rest, full recovery, and a new outlook on life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.